Hello. Not too bad yourself. Yeah, all good. Yeah, what is it? Edward Allen Wiseman, 29th of August, 72, and 98 Chrysalis Avenue, Eskill Park. 2558. Yep. Yep. Okay. Well, the short answer is I'm still yet, to be honest, to set all my super up. So you'll probably see that it hasn't been fully set up and fully transferred over and things like that. So I do apologise for that. I've been away for work way too much than what is acceptable, to be honest, but you get that with the big jobs. So to be fair, this particular annual review or something like that is probably going to be a fairly easy one for you, to be honest. I don't think I've got anything from my side except for, I know I've got to pull my finger out and get some stuff happening on my end, that's all. Yep. 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 Yeah. Okay. Well, it's probably because even though if you're sent a thing in to say close it and then they get money sent to it from my employer, what would they do? Would they open it or? Yeah. Okay, well, I haven't seen nothing. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Nah. Yeah, okay, well, that's good. But, and I mean, I'll have to check. I'm just on the cusp of getting paid for this month. But I'm not too sure where I sit as far as the super contribution from the company, because they only pay it every 3 months or whatever it is. So it could be anywhere in between that. Should be tomorrow. Should be 15. Yeah. Yeah, I'm happy for that. And you'll have all my details there naturally, of account number, where it's going to go, and all that type of stuff. So. It's accounts. Yeah, accounts at Green Ecotech, TEC, all one word, .com. They're fine. They've got that already. That might be the best. I'm actually in head office. Our head office is in Melbourne. I'm Sydney, but I'm in Melbourne tomorrow, so I can hit him up and find out where exactly it's going to be paid. Sweet. Goes to state. I've got one here in front of me. So, it is. It's got my account number on there, which I might just confirm, 2421 8933. Okay. Yep, terrific. I'll go through that. It looks like I need two witness signatures, so that might be a struggle, but I'll get that now. Yeah, I'll. Yep. Okay, I'll get that done in the coming week. And I've also got a what's this one? Authorization to collect information. Yep. Okay. Yeah, right. Okay. All right. No, I will. Okay, that's also got beneficiary nomination for the MLC insurance on there as well. So, okay. Yeah, gotcha. All right. Yep. Yeah. And I can put now, I've got a self-addressed envelope. I just put that all back into there when it's all signed and shoot it up to you. That should be it, eh? Yeah. Okay. Yep. 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 Yep, no, that's right. It'll be 50-50, so. Yeah. No, two's enough, man. Wow. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, no. I was two after that. I mean, it helped that the wife at the time decided to move on, which was probably good, but yeah, so that helped that situation. So two was more than enough. Yeah. Exactly. You thought the first two were that good. Oh, yeah, we'll have another one. And then you went, what the? Yeah. Oh. Yeah. No, I'm hearing it. Oh, there is. Yeah. My youngest, my daughter makes my hair grey, but she's good. She's a good girl, but yeah, still makes it go grey. Yeah, 100%. All good. All right. Well, I'll get them activated pretty soon. To be honest, I probably won't send them up until early next week. So I'll fill them out now. I'm in Melbourne for the rest of the week, but I'll get me sister and her husband to sign it over to witness it. So that'll be on the weekend. Yeah, okay. All right, well, I might even take it down with me and get a couple of people down the office to sign it. All right. Yep. 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 Okay. Yep. Yes, my sister. Yep. Yeah. The first part you said sounded better than the 40 years, but anyway. All right. No, I think it's 120 now. Yeah, well, it's a different title. Yeah, pretty well. That'd be my base. I do get some bonuses, but it all depends on many aspects, I guess. So I say no. So just yeah, if we're doing good and blah blah blah, they might give us a little bit extra. But on top of that, I do get travel allowance and things like that, which I've been doing a fair bit this last financial year. I think I end up bringing home about 140 to 150 or something. So yeah, so other than that, yeah, but I don't think that doesn't go onto your super anyway. It's just additional. Yeah. Yep. No, not yet, no. Yeah. Yep. No, definitely something I want to look at, but probably not for a couple of years. My aim is to probably pull up stumps at 65. And then go into a casual sort of arrangement, just to keep a little bit of splash money coming in, so to speak. So definitely at the latest age 60, I'll be salary sacrificing. But if I can get a few financial things sorted out before I'm 55, I'll probably start doing a little bit at that age. Yeah, no, it's just more just trying to get the home loan down a little bit more. I've got a car loan I'm paying off from your daughter. So yeah, just a couple of sort of expenditures that hopefully will be finalized in the next sort of couple of years. So probably around 10, I think. 10 or 12 or something like that, I think. Yeah, it's not much left. Yeah, no, that's it. That's it. It was only a small loan to start with anyway. I think it was only about 17, but I got it over 3 years, so just to pump it back pretty quick. So, and then I'll probably want to buy another car for myself anyway, so. But yeah, but I think by 55, my wage should also be a little bit higher to accommodate the a bit of salary sacrifice without sort of noticing too much difference as per now, so to speak. Yeah. Yeah, with how much owing? 220? Yeah, that's right. Oh, I'm on actually nothing at the moment. This is something that I'm sort of chasing up, but it could be potentially a non-starter, to be honest. I put a deposit down on this investment property, and then for them to start, they it was down in Batemans Bay, down in New South Wales, which they had a lot of bushfires go through. They had a lot of flooding go through, so infrastructure got put back by years. So they haven't even released the lot ready to be built on yet. I'm under contract as far as I've put a deposit down on it, and now they're just got to subdivide it and release it, and then I can get a home loan or a loan to finalise the land value and also start putting house value on it. It's supposed to be a dual occupancy house as well, so there should be two incomes coming from it as well. So that will obviously help the repayment. Well, what I do with it yet, I don't know. I might keep the smaller one just as a holiday unit for a while, and then swap it around when I retire. Who knows? But it is a dual occupancy residence. When it does get built, when it gets there. I mean, it's dual occupancy at the moment. You can go and put two tents down there, and that's about it. anyway. That's it. And I actually can probably claim the visit down there too, so. I'm going down to see how my rental's going. Not that good, but I'm still there. So. Yeah, that'd be right, yep. No, I wish I had cash in the bank. I've just recently been given shares within the company I work for, but they're They got potential to do something, but at the moment it's more of as a token of the work that we're doing, I guess. So they gave us they come in over a 3-year period, and there's about 350,000 shares. At the moment, they're only valued at 1 cent a share because it's a startup company, so they can't give it away. So they've got to, but there's potential for them to go up to, as much as $4 a share. So, if it does, great. I might retire earlier. So. Oh, that is a very good question. I just signed it and said, okay, thanks. It was only worth $3,000 for me at the moment anyway, but I get them in three stages. So I get like 115, 118,000 now, then another year, 118,000, then another year, 118,000. So that way they sort of keep me there for another 3 years. And my understanding is if they sell the business, well, those shares are still mine. So I can hold on to them or sell them, after that 3-year period or whatever. So the rest, I couldn't tell you. I'm not that up with all the financial stuff. I only know the money going out of my back pocket. That's the only finance stuff I know. Oh, okay. Well, I'm doing well then. So, No, I do need to redo it again because I was with a partner at the time, and while we've moved on, we are still friends. So that's why I'm not too worried that I had to quickly run out and do something. She's still, in the family anyway. So, but I do just for getting it changed and getting it updated, I do need to do something. It would have been de facto, we're engaged, so okay, gotcha. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, I'm pretty right because the last one I got was like a friend of a friend type of thing. So, and I was quite happy with them. So, I'll probably just go back to them. Probably not, because that's health, to do with health, isn't it? Pull the plug. Gotcha. And it's something that you're living for the moment, aren't you? Not living for the not love. No, that's right. But I mean, yeah, as we get older, we do have to. That's for sure. Which hasn't done well, so so that not yet. So that probably tells you about how much risk I want to take on there. As investment, as far as the house is concerned, well, I would assume it'd be at retirement. I mean, super is obviously at retirement, so 65, I'd probably be starting to look at, getting an income from that. And the house, I would probably do similar to that, as far as using the rental money as an income. So probably not initially. Yeah. 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 Yep. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, right. So that's. Yeah. No, that sounds good. So, all right. Well, yeah, I was just about to say a few years away, but no, I'll definitely keep that in the mind. So, yeah. Yeah. I think we should at least try and keep up with it, with inflation. Yeah, that. Well, I don't want to go backwards. Yeah. Yeah. And after 6 months, I mean, it depends on the 12 months, but probably I would, if it did drop down, I'd probably go into a corner and cry. and then if it went up, I would probably have a party. I would. I don't really know. I mean, I understand, yeah, when the market's down is a good time to invest, but generally I haven't been in a position to invest when markets are down. So it's something that I've never really looked into, and naturally my previous super was pretty well set and forget. So yeah, this one obviously. So what you're saying is if we try and do something and it doesn't work out, would you be keen on putting more into it while the market's down? Yeah. 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 Is it in shares? Is it in? Oh, well, that's every day. Every day. Yeah. 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 That I'd say, yeah, in 2 years' time, maybe talk about it again. I'd say at least give the current setup a good year of sort of money going in just to get a bit of a hold on it. I also need to get my head around a little bit more of the investment side of things just to see what is going up, what's going down, and et cetera. And then also having maybe the odd thousand or something to be able to do something like what you said. So, yeah, you're not wrong, not wrong. So, well, yeah. So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes and no. Yeah, you'll tell the young kids about what you know, and whether they do it or not, that's another. Yeah, 100%. So, yeah, all good. Well, I think before I was getting probably six-ish or something around, 5 to 6 with the sea bus, or maybe even a little bit higher. They, to be honest, they weren't too bad. I didn't really. I felt they were, yeah, not too bad. I mean, I know you guys have sort of said a lot more, but there's also a lot more risk associated with that, which I understand. I would think probably around, sort of that 8%, is that classified as medium, high? Yeah. 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 Yeah, this year. Yeah. 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 No, that's what I'm aiming for is like when I hit 55, definitely not 67, no. But yeah, at least 55, being able to kick back, maybe do a couple of days a week at Bunnings just to get me out of the house and a little bit of splash money and enjoy life. So that's the idea anyway. So we'll see. I mean, if I can do it earlier, I'll do it earlier. But at the moment, it's 65. Yeah, 100%. Because it keeps getting redone. So I think like at the moment it's probably still got another 20 years to go. So I'm only paying what, $1,600 a month or something on it. So that's probably something that I'll start pumping into a little bit as well once the home loan goes and things like that. So yeah, pretty well, yeah. Yeah, so, but, and I'm sort of, you know, at the end of the day, you've got to pay rent or something wherever you live. So even if I pay this until I'm 65, 70, it's still not a bad, it's a small rent to pay, if you know what I mean. So, yeah, exactly. So that's why I'm not too fussed. If it goes until I'm 70, yeah, it goes until I'm 70. I'm not too fussed. And I don't really, at the moment, plan on selling it either. So it'll probably just get, yeah, over to the kids and they can do whatever they want. No, it'll only be the super maybe. I think it might have dropped down. I mean, it's dropped down, you know, every now and again. But it's, yeah, that's the long term, so you're not too worried about it. Yeah, pretty well. Sailed past, gave it a wave, and went back to doing what I was doing. So, yeah. There's not much you could do with it. Yeah, I know the boat's out in the ocean. It's sailing by. Yep, see you later. Maybe see you in the next couple of visits. But at the moment, yeah. Nah, not stocks or funds, not. Well, I'm still trying to do 300 down the freeway, but that's another story. Yes. Oh, nice. Yeah. No. Yeah, 100%, 100%. Yeah. I'm lucky my kids can't drive mine, so it's over there, license requirements. So yeah. V8, so they can't drive it. So that's good. Well, that's it, and which I've done. That's why my son's sorted, and my daughter's now getting sorted. So after that, then I can maybe get another car to play with. Yeah, well, I've got up my little toy car. It's only on the weekends. It's actually not registered at the moment. I've got to register it this coming month. So. Club Sport, one of the last HSV Club Sports. Yeah. So I did a shitload of work on the engine, and it gets me from A to B reasonably quick. So yeah, 6.2, but I put a supercharger on there, and spent $22,000 on the engine just on its own. It gets up and goes. So that's why the kids, they can't drive it. So, yeah. Well, I actually taught my son in it, believe it or not. So, because it's manual, and he wanted to learn manual, and which I was teaching him in my Hilux, and then we had to do some more hours, and I was like, oh, let's go for a drive to Canberra, and he drove it to Canberra. He loved it. Although it was sitting at 90 the whole way, I've never been that slow on the car. So, I know, right? So, Okay. Yeah. 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 Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm looking at that document now, actually. Yeah. 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 Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. 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 Yeah, okay. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Yep. 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 Okay. You mean the super pay cycle? Yeah, yeah, gotcha. Yep. Yeah. Okay. All right. Now I've got probably two questions. Looking at this, the review on that now, it's got approximate benefit of my Hub 24 is 422K. Yeah, on the first page, yep. So that, I'm guessing, if I was eligible to retire, that is what the benefit would be, 422 or close to. Okay, well, and there's probably, 6 months or something of stuff that to become in for a receiver, so that's all right. Now, how is that for someone of my age? That's the key question I keep asking myself, and I see things, how much super should you have at a particular age to, retire comfortably? So is that... Yeah. 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 16. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah. 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 Yeah, got it. Yeah. 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 Oh, yeah, the pension. Yeah. Yeah. I think don't you get the pension card anyway, and then anyway, or if you've got too much assets, you don't get the pension card. Yeah. No. Yeah. 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 Gotcha. Yep. Yeah, look. Yeah, okay. Oh. Yep. Yeah. 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 And you say you can only pull 10% out at a maximum. Okay. So that's right. Yeah, because I don't, unless medically, I plan on at least 65. And I think when we were doing the initial, what do you call it? Yeah, projection thing. It was close to a mil or 1.2 mil. So I thought, oh, that's not too bad. I think it was about 200K more than CBUS or something that. So Okay. And that's about average. Is that about average, above average of where other people are? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, good. That's just want to make sure I've got a plenty to enjoy my retirement with. Well, I'd love another HSC, to be honest, but no, I've already ticked that box now, so yeah, I might go Ferrari next, so. That'll be the next one, but I think I might need a few numbers to drop down on for that one from the lotto. So we'll see. No, I think that was sort of the two, combined. So it was, A422, is that sort of good for my age at the moment to be in there, and then the projected one, I guess. But yeah, projection I know is a bit hard to go off right now, but I think looking at the growth and that for 10, 12 years, we're probably looking there. Sweet. Okay. No, that's yeah, I think that's that has enlightened me. So the final, what would, if I was to do a salary sacrifice, what type of a figure would be, I mean, obviously the more the merrier, I get that, but what figure is, yeah, yes, you're going to see some good results? Or like, if I put in $100 a week or $100 a month, you're probably not going to see a great deal from it. But what? I know it's a loaded and open question, but yeah. Yeah, gotcha. Is there a limit on how much you can salary sacrifice? I think it's 20 grand or something, or is... Okay. Yep. Yep. Okay. So I could, in theory, go another grand a month and still sit under that cap. Yep. Okay. All right. Now I'll definitely think about it in the next year or two. As I said, I probably would definitely want to do something by 55. And then, as you say, when we hit 60, we can really have some fun with the equation and try and get a bit better out of it. Right. Yep. 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 Yeah. All right, that sounds good. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah, terrific. Awesome. Thank you very much for that. Thank you for your time and explanation. It's been great. All right. Okay, you too. Thank you. So, yeah, bye.